Each week, 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. When she's not working as a bagger at Giant Eagle, you might find Marissa Newa volunteering with her dad at the South Hills Interfaith Movement Food Pantry.
So what year did we start it, Mar?
What year did we start?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been like 4 years now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. My name is Marissa Newa. I'm a volunteer, and I stock shelves.
I'm Joe Murray. I'm Marissa's dad. And we thoroughly enjoyed it. It's a great opportunity for Marissa because it meets Marissa's challenges. You know, it's challenging for her. She gets to problem solve. She gets to figure things out. She works well with all the other volunteers. It's a really neat thing, and we do that on Mondays and Fridays.
Oh, yeah. Pretty cool. I volunteer to help and keep things neat and organized.
There's always something to do. Today, because there's a pantry this afternoon, there's a distribution, right?
Yes.
And there was a distribution yesterday. So this morning, we had to restock all the shelves to make sure there was enough for the folks for this afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Don't we also do all kind of stuff like sweep the floors and...
Oh, yeah, vacuuming.
And whose purple paint is on those shelves in the back?
Mine.
Yeah, the purple...
Lavender.
Oh, it's lavender. I'm sorry, it's lavender. Marissa and I decided it just didn't look as good because it was just plain wood. And we decided one day that we wanted to paint the fronts of the shelves. So Marissa picked out the lavender, which is the same color as her bedroom. So it was a half a can of that, so she brought it in. She did the lavenders, I did the greens and the blues, and another volunteer helped us. So we get involved in a lot of different aspects of... what do we do on Mondays after a pantry?
I don't know.
With my laptop, we do a big inventory of all the counters.
Oh, yeah. Inventory.
On
Monday. Count each can, every shelf.
Yeah, we count them all on each shelf. So Marissa does like half of them. I do the other half of them. She has a little piece of paper, and she counts, there's 38 of those, there's 42
numbers.
Of those.
I use my cell phone, try to add them.
Add them up so she knows how many there are and stuff. It's pretty cool, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Marissa and I and... my wife, Nancy, I have a history of doing a lot of things for folks with intellectual disabilities. But this was something just different that we wanted to do. What are some of the other volunteer things that we do? What's our project for next week?
Labels for Special Olympics.
Yeah, the Special Olympics Summer Games are May 14th, and I do the paperwork, and Marissa helps me.
Yeah, and I index cards, and I start labeling each heat.
Each athlete basically is in four events, and we get an index card with their event and the time of the event and what heat they're in and all that kind of stuff. So there's one card for each athlete. So there's four labels on each card, and she puts all the labels on the cards. And that's another one of those little projects that we got involved in, huh?
Oh, yeah.
How long have we been doing that one?
Too many.
Too many years? Yeah, that's
Too many years.
That's like 20 years or 25 years, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So.
It was kind of fun.
You compete in the Special Olympics, too, right?
Oh, yes. Golf and bocce.
Why is it that you do this?
I like it. I think it's pretty awesome. I help other people.
Learn more about others having a positive impact on our community at our website, wesa.fm/difference. And while you're there, nominate someone who you think is making a difference in our community.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. UPMC. Life-changing medicine.